God love us with an everlasting love, and we thank him, don't we?
Yes, amen.
We praise him tonight. Psalms 27, verse 4.
One thing I desire of the Lord.
27, verse 4, yeah. One thing I desire of the Lord, yeah.
That I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
Amen. This is David, amen. He had worked it down to one thing. Living the Christian life is not complicated if we follow the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. One thing have I desired of the Lord, David said. That will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for the word of God.
Yes, Father.
For thy word is halahanda utias. For thy word is forever settled in heaven.
Yes.
Thy word is pure, Lord. Yes. Help us tonight to yield our vessels to thee, Lord.
Yes.
Kandala, undala. Speak through these lips of clay, Lord. Help me to preach and teach only the truth, God.
Yes.
Move by thy spirit, Lord. Let your divine will be done in this service tonight. Move and deliver, heal, set free. Meet every need this present. Thank you for the victory, Father. In Jesus' name, for the glory of God. Amen. Tonight I'm going to talk about passion. Passion for God,
amen.
For his people, and for the things of God.
Hallelujah.
Now, many people are passionate about many things.
Come on. Oh, yeah.
My mother, she was passionate about clothes. she would get she would buy some material, take it to her seamstress, and have her to make her a suit. But she would have to make a hat to match and a purse to match. And many times she would buy gloves to match. So she was a styling woman. Amen. So she had a lot of clothes because she was passionate about clothes. Amen. Some people are passionate about clothes. And I've got seven sisters. One of my sisters, she took after her mother. I don't know about the clothes, but in the shoes. We went, she showed us, she opened up her closet, and it was stacked to the ceiling with shoes. She's passionate about shoes. Amen. She loves shoes. So therefore, she buys a lot of shoes. I mean, she probably never wore near all of them, but that's where some people are. Passionate about things. You know, nothing wrong with being passionate. We need to be passionate. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But, you know, we don't. Some people can go overboard,
amen.
Amen, with things like that. Hallelujah. Some people are passionate about the automobile.
Amen.
And, you know, they have it cleaned. And we had ours cleaned this week. We try to keep it, you know, get it washed and cleaned inside, you know. But some people are so passionate that they always wipe. And they don't want not one spot to be on their car. They waxing and wiping and washing and cleaning pretty much all the time. You know, sometimes nothing wrong with keeping it clean. We should keep it clean. But we don't want to go overboard. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Some people just go overboard and they talk about my car. You better not scratch my car. And sometimes they go to a parking lot with a lot of cars and they're parked sideways. Have you ever seen?
Yeah.
You know, I'm saying, hallelujah. So I'm going to do that. Because they're passionate, they don't want no scratches on their car. Amen. We don't want no scratches on ours neither.
Amen.
But you understand what I'm saying? I mean, hallelujah. Don't get me wrong. Hallelujah. But we need to take care of things God put in our charge. He wants us to take care of things. God don't want us to just, you know, some people, God bless them with nice things. They don't care about them. They just throw them around, you know, and won't take care of them. It doesn't please God. God wants to take care of the thing, but he don't want us to go overboard.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some people are passionate about, some are passionate about automobiles, some are passionate about clothes, some are passionate about, I have something else here written down, about their house. I mean, they're cleaning. And my sweetheart, she really keep her house clean. She, it's a big house, and she works a lot, you know. But some people are so passionate about their house, they don't want no dirt nowhere. But now, you know what? You can't get rid of dirt, not all of it.
Amen.
You can dust today, and tomorrow it's going to be dust again. Isn't that right?
Amen,
you better believe it. Amen. But now, God wants us to be clean.
Yes.
And we need to be clean. Amen. And if you, most people know to bathe, you know, and to clean, and to clean the house, clean the kitchen, don't leave dishes stacked all the time. I mean, you might, at our house, we keep them washed. We got a dishwasher. But a lot of time, we don't put them in the dishwasher all the time. Sometimes we wash them by hand, and sometimes they get left in the sink overnight. Sometimes, but my sweetheart, she clean them up most time, and sometimes I get in and help her. Amen?
Amen.
And we should keep things clean. Isn't that right? Because you don't want rats and roaches running.
Oh, yeah.
God has blessed us to get rid of roaches. I mean, we see one every now and then because we had somebody to come in and to take care of that. It wasn't cheap, but the man took care of it. Amen. And hallelujah. But some, I'm saying, just go overboard. They clean all, pretty much all the time. And they see less a little spot of dirt. They go wipe it up. But it's going to be some dirt there. Well, we got five dogs. So tell me about it. Five, that's too, it's too many. Yes, that's too many dogs. But I tell you, it keeps you clean. And oh, man, they go out there. We got two of them to wallow. Chocolate wallow in the dirt. And last time I said, before we come, I said, shake yourself. Sometimes he does. They're pretty small. Come on, shake themselves like I tell them. And Snowy wallows in the dirt. Come in, last time they don't shake themselves, they come in and they bring in the dirt.
Yep.
Amen? And that, there you go. All kind of stuff they bring in. And it keeps us cleaning. For the dogs. That's too many dogs, but we ended up with five. But you know, had we known then like we know now, we'd have ended up, I would say, with one. You know what? You know why? Because they are expensive. If you're gonna take care of them right, the vet bill, yeah, just like child, just like kids, they are. Hallelujah, glory. But some people are passionate about a lot of things.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. But God wants us to be passionate about him.
Amen.
And the things of God. Amen. Hallelujah. He really does. And in order for us not to be earthbound, we must be heaven-centered.
Amen.
Amen? The Bible says, set not your affections on things. It says, set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. Isn't that right? Amen. Because now, hallelujah, this earth is passing away. Now, we as long as we live on the earth, God wants us to do what's right. Isn't that right? He wants us to be light. He wants us to shine in a dark place because the world is dark. I mean, y'all know that. The world's a dark place. But thank God, God is faithful and true. And God's got some people that love him with all their heart,
Amen.
Mind, soul, and strength. And they're faithful to God. They're going to do the will of God regardless to what come or go. They're going to do the will. They're passionate about the things of God. Now, let's look at a scripture here about passion. Let's look at Romans 12, verse 11. Hallelujah. God wants us to be passionate about the things of God. Amen. He really does. He wants us to put all we've got into his work, not leaving one stone unturned. See, God has got to work for us all, haven't he? He's got to work for us all to do. And in order for us to please him, we got to walk close to him daily.
Yes.
This is not one day a week thing. Some people think it's one day a week. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. They think they can... As Pastor Ben brought out this morning, some think they can live like the devil all week.
Preach it.
Go to church on Sunday and everything be all right. Everything not all right.
That's right.
Is it? Everything not all right.
Come on.
Thank God. This is an everyday, every day. Thank God. We need to walk with God, live for God, obey God. Jesus said, but if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Isn't that right?
Amen.
And ye shall know the truth,
and
the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
Now, we're living in times when people are in bondage. So many are in bondage. But we that are free, that know the Lord, we are free.
Amen.
Whom the Son set free is what?
Free indeed.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Thank God. So we're free tonight in the Lord in order to serve him and to obey him and to do his will. Now, if you're going to work for God, you need to have some enthusiasm.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
You need to have some enthusiasm. All right, Romans 12, 11. Let's read that verse. Romans chapter 12, verse 11.
Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. What is it? Whatever is worth doing in the Christian life is valuable enough to be done with enthusiasm.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Whatever you do for the Lord, do it with all your might.
Yes.
Amen.
You might be washing windows. Come to the house of God. You might just be washing windows. But do it with all that you got. Do it with all your might. Don't half do it. See, some people do jobs, they just half do stuff.
Come on, brother.
Isn't that right? Amen. Yes. If a task is once begun, never leave it till it's done.
Amen.
Be the labor great or small, do it well or not at all.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's what God wants us to do.
Amen.
Do it well. So when we come here to serve God, we clap our hands. Just don't give the Lord a patty cake.
Come on.
Amen. Pastor Ben will say it sometime. Amen. But let's if you're going to clap your hands, clap them with all that's within you.
Amen.
Do it as unto the Lord. Isn't that right? Why? Because we love him.
Yes.
And if you love somebody, how you want to do your best to please them. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Like wife and husband. Amen. When you love one another, you do your best to please them in every way you can. Isn't that right? Hallelujah, if you love your companion, if you love him, thank God. And that's the way God fixed it. So, it says here, whatever is worth doing in the Christian life is valuable enough to do with enthusiasm, zeal, passion, and care. Look at Galatians. Well, I'm going to give you some scripture to write down. Galatians 6:10, write these down. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 10 and 11. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 10. 2 Thessalonians 3:13. Amen. That's homework. Look those scriptures up. Amen. Because we're working for God.
Amen.
Sir?
9:10.
Chapter 9, verse 10. Amen. Now, listen at this. Slothful and indifference not only prevent good, but it allows evil to prosper.
Amen.
Proverbs 18, verse 9. Look at that. Read that verse. Proverbs 18, verse 9. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16. Just write them down. Fervent in spirit. To be fervent means to be hot. Fervent. As a liquid, it's boiling hot. As a solid, it's glowing white hot. Fervent. So to be fervent in the spirit is to be on fire for God.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
God wants us on fire.
Yes.
Isn't that right? My God, hallelujah. We want to be on so much fire for God that we feel like running through troops and leaping over walls.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
To please him. Amen?
Amen?
Keeping our mind stayed upon him.
Yes.
That he'll keep us in perfect peace.
Yes.
That's what he's saying. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace of mind and stay on thee because he trusted in thee. Are we trusting the Lord tonight? God wants us to know him so personally and intimately that we're trusting fully. Amen? Whatever God say, we believe it. God said it, It's true that sells it, and I believe it. Because God said it. God can't fail. God can't make a mistake. God can't lie. But he's faithful. We have a God. Is there anything too hard for our God? No. There's nothing too hard for him. So why God want us to give him everything we've got. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with what? All thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul, all thy strength. Amen. Isn't that right? Amen. That means everything, that's your totality. The total of you, all of you.
Amen.
And that's what God's calling for tonight. Passion.
Amen.
Amen. A passion for God. Enthusiasm. Hallelujah. Great zeal to do God's will.
Amen.
Let's look at a scripture about Elijah was passionate for God. Let's look at James, in the book of James. Hallelujah. 5, verse 16. 5:16, James. We're going to talk about a man here that prayed passionately. And he believed God. He didn't just know Mickey Mouse prayer. You know, little. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Just a little. No. He prayed. He believed God. When we pray, God wants us to believe him.
Amen.
Don't he?
Amen.
And see, God wants us to ask him largely. If we feel like he can do anything, why should we just be saying, Lord, no. We need to ask God and believe God. All right. James 5:16.
Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed.
Uh-huh. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. How many of y'all believe that?
Amen.
It really does.
Amen.
All right. Availeth much. Prayer. In the book of Numbers, verse 11, verses 1 and 2, Moses was a man that prayed to God passionately. Verses 1 and 2, Numbers 11, verses 1 and 2. What does it say there? See, God's people would get in trouble, disobeying God.
Amen.
And they would call on the man of God, God's man, to pray. And listen what happened here. Numbers 11, verses 1 and 2. What does it say?
Now, when the people complained, it displeased the Lord.
People complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord did something. What did God do? The Lord heard, let me tell you, God hears our complaints.
Amen.
Doesn't it?
Amen.
If we complain and mumbling and grumbling and whining,
Amen.
My God, God hear all of that.
Yes,
it doesn't please God for us to mumble and complain and grumble.
No.
Does it please God?
No.
It does not please God. And we ought to, God want us to grow up. God spoke to us this morning.
Amen.
God's talking to us, saints. God is speaking to us here through our pastor. Let's take heed to what God is saying.
Amen.
Amen? Pastor Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. They mumbled and complained. What happened, my brother? Read it.
And his anger was aroused.
God got angry because they was mumbling and complaining. Should they have mumbled and complained? No. Why? They saw God do so many things.
Amen.
They saw God bring them across the Red Sea. Amen. Hallelujah. Pharaoh and his army was behind them. The Red Sea was before them. And they got scared, began to holler and cry, Moses, why are you bringing us here? But thank God Moses was a man of God, wasn't he? God spoke to Moses and said, stretch forth your rod. And he stretched forth that rod. And God departed. The water stood up as a heap. This side. And they went through on dry land. What a mighty God. And you know, from miracles like that, they never should have doubted God. Should they have?
No.
They shouldn't have.
No.
But they did. They said, can God? Can God do this? Can God spread the table? Yes, they knew he could. Now, it wasn't all of them that did this. It was few, some faithful, but so many of them. Read that. They complained, didn't they? And God got angry. What did God do?
So the fire of the Lord burned among them.
The fire of the Lord burned among them.
And consumed some in the...
Out of camp.
Outskirted.
Uh-huh. All right. The fire of God burned among them and burned up, killed some of them. because of their complaining. They complained, they murmured, they grumbled. Hallelujah. What are we going to eat tomorrow? What are we going to eat today? Well, God supplied today. But we're going to eat tomorrow, Moses. Moses, we're out here in the wilderness. They complained, they hollered, they cried, they whined. You ever seen about that do a lot of whining? They get on your nerve, doesn't it? And some people just whine. But they was complaining, and God got angry, and the fire of God burned among them and burned some of them up. And what did they do? What did they do? Verse 2.
People cried out to Moses.
And when Moses
prayed to the Lord, the fire was quenched.
Listen to this. Moses prayed. It wasn't no Mickey Mouse prayer.
Amen.
It was a prayer. This man prayed passionately.
Amen.
They cried to Moses. Moses prayed, and what happened?
Fire.
God stopped the fire. Hallelujah. But they never should have troubled Moses like that. Until he had a hard job. Moses had a hard job. You know, God was with him, but he had a hard job. So Moses didn't get in the promised land because the people vexed him so, and he wasn't able to hold his temple, was he?
Amen.
I mean, he got angry. What happened is that they needed water. On one occasion, they needed some water. And God told Moses, what? Speak to the rock. Isn't that right? Or smite the rock. Smite the rock. Amen. He smote that rock. But then he said something he shouldn't have said. I come, you rebels, and drink. In other words, hallelujah. He angered God. He angered God because the people angered him. My, my, my. Moses didn't get to go into the promised land, but God showed it to him, didn't he? Isn't God gracious? See the grace of God, the mercy of God. God let him see the promised land, but God didn't let him go in. And God buried him. When he died, God let him die. And God buried him himself. Had he not, the people would have worshipped him. Nobody knew where God buried him at. It's God's business. Isn't that right?
Amen.
God know what he's doing, saints.
Amen.
Let's trust God.
Yes.
Let's obey God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Moses prayed and the fire was quenched. Thank God. Elijah was a man that prayed with passion.
Yes.
Read James 5, 17 and 18. Yes. Hallelujah. He prayed with passion. He believed God. He trusted God. He knew God was faithful. He knew God would come through for him. Hallelujah. And that's what God wants us to see and to know. We need to know God. Not just know about him. Some people just go to church and they know about God. But you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with how much?
All your heart.
You got to give God all.
Amen.
Or none at all.
That's it.
Amen. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we're living in the end times. It's getting close to the coming of. What about Elijah here?
17.
Yes.
Elijah was a man with a nation like ours.
Like passion as we have. Yes.
And he prayed earnestly.
He prayed. He prayed earnestly. He prayed with great zeal. He prayed with enthusiasm. He prayed with passion. Hallelujah. What did he pray for?
That it would not rain.
He prayed that it wouldn't rain. And God shut up the heaven for 3 years and a half. Because he prayed.
Amen.
It had to be a real prayer, didn't it?
Yeah.
God closed heaven for 3 years and 6 months. And after 3 years and 6 months, he prayed again. Read the scripture. What did it say? Yeah.
And he prayed again
after the 3 years and 6 months. What?
And the heaven gave rain.
And the earth produced its fruit because the man prayed and believed God. Hallelujah. He prayed. He believed God. He trusted God. He prayed with passion. He prayed with enthusiasm. He believed God, and God did it. Hallelujah. We're serving the same God tonight.
Amen.
How many of y'all know that? See, a lot of people feel like that. Well, God did that back there. What about that? God will do the same thing. He'll do what he needs to do for us, won't he?
Amen.
If we believe him and trust. And we got to live for him, though, now. We got to live holy and pure before God. All right. The prayer of the righteous brings them near to God. Hebrews 7:25. Opens the way to a spirit-filled life. Luke 11:13. Write these down. In Acts 1:14. Brings power for ministry. Acts 1:8. In Acts 4:31-33. And we're going to look at that, Acts 4:31-33. Let's look at that now. Hallelujah. What were some of God's disciples? Well, they prayed. Apostles prayed. Acts 4:31-33. Amen. Hallelujah. What does it say? They had prayed. Oh, God. They prayed the apostle prayer, didn't they? When they prayed, the place where they were assembled was shaken. God shook the place. See, God's good. He's faithful. Amen. He shook the place. They prayed. They believed God. It was some prayers. Hallelujah. Dynamic prayers. Enthusiastic prayers is what they prayed. What did they pray? Read. All right, read up a little above that. Let's. Lord, behold, they're threatened. They've been threatened. 29. They had preached the gospel. Hallelujah. They had preached the gospel, and they were threatened.
My Lord, look on their threatened.
They threatened them. They threatened them. Hallelujah. You know, time that they would whip them. They beat Paul, didn't they? They beat some of the brothers. They brought them in and stripped up and whipped them. Thank God for preaching the truth. But it didn't shut their mouth, did it? They trusted God. That they were servants of God. And they laid their lives on the line. They're willing to die for the name of the Lord. Amen. And that's where we got to be. But you got to live for him first before you can die for him.
Amen.
If you live for him, thank God. God will give you grace to die.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
So these men wasn't afraid. They were bold for God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Where's the boldness? Where's the boldness today? Have God changed? No. Have we changed? Yes. A lot of us have. Amen. But God's calling us to holiness. Isn't that right? God is calling us to prayer. God is calling us to fasting. God is calling us to searching the scriptures. God is calling us to himself. Isn't that right? What are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? Let's obey God. Let's obey God. Let's do what he said. And we'll see the hand of God like they saw the hand of God. Because this is the same God. They were threatened. Lord, behold their threatenings. Read.
Now, Lord, look on their threats. And grant to your servants.
Behold their threatenings and grant to your servants.
That with all boldness.
Lord, we'll speak your word with all boldness. Not gonna shy back, not gonna coward back, but we're gonna preach your word with boldness. Uh-huh.
By stretching out your hand.
Lord, stretch forth your hand to heal. And God did, didn't he?
Amen.
You better believe he did. He healed a lot of sick people back there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he's still healing the sick, isn't he?
Amen.
We're seeing sick healed. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he's God. Amen. Stretch forth your hand by doing what? That signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child, Jesus. Signs and wonders. God wants to show us signs and wonders and miracles. Isn't that right? He wants to do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But we got to get into play. We got to come to that place in God.
Amen.
Got to stop being so lazy.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So did you call me lazy? Well, it's first to me, all right? It's first to me. Now, y'all can apply. If it applies to y'all accept it. Isn't that right? But it sure applies to me. I want to get up off the stool of do nothing and do God's will.
Amen.
I really do.
Amen.
Get up and pray like I should. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And do some fasting. Push that plate back.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I used to really fast. That's I used to. That's not enough. Hallelujah. But I'm getting back to it. Thank God. I made up my mind. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to do some fasting. Pushing that plate back. And do some fasting. Thank God. Oh, God is so good, isn't he? God is so good. He's so good. Give God a hand. Come on. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy of all of our praise. Just throw up your hand. And when they got to praying, the place where they was shaking. Isn't that right? Thank God. Yeah, my son, the place was shaken because the power of God was present there. Isn't that right? Thank God. Hallelujah. And God is that same God. He's trying to get us to come close to him. Really draw. The Bible said, draw nigh unto me and I draw nigh unto you. Isn't that right? He meant what he said. I believe he meant what he said. I believe he meant what he said. Hallelujah. Like Pastor Benjamin said this morning, he's taking God at his word. He spoke the word. Hallelujah. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to really do his will. And I thank God for this church and for our pastors and for God's people. Amen. Amen. You're God's people. We're God's people, isn't that right? Amen. And God wants us to manifest the love of God first toward him, then toward one another, isn't that right? Gotta love God first, then love one another. I'm talking about love. I'm talking about genuine love, unfeigned love, pure love. Thank God. That's what Jesus displayed, wasn't it? That's what God's people display. See, love would cause you to think about your brother or your sister before you think about yourself.
Amen.
Isn't that right? The Bible tells us to prefer one another. Isn't that right? He meant what he said. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. God is glorious. He's holy and pure and righteous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. They prayed. Amen. They prayed with enthusiasm. Yes. They prayed with boldness. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. And they got results.
Amen.
Didn't they get results? Yes. Hallelujah. God want to give us results. He want us to see. Hallelujah. Now. All right. Glory be to God. The Apostle Paul prayed. Acts 4:31-33. The Apostle Paul. I think I got this scripture right. Acts 4:30. Is that where we are?
Yeah.
Thank God. All right. All right. And now I'm on Acts 19. Thank you. Well, the Apostle Paul, well, he preached the word of God. Here's a man that preached the word. Hallelujah. He didn't back down. But he wasn't afraid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wasn't afraid. Acts 19, begin at verse 24. What did it say there? Acts 19, begin at verse 24. The Apostle Paul. See, it was a time that the Apostle Paul tried to go into Asia, but the Holy Ghost suffered him not. Didn't he? It was. But now God sent him, when God did send him into Asia, My. He upset the continent of Asia. He upset the people. Hallelujah. What does it say here?
Well, a certain man named
Demetrius. Yes.
Silversmith made silver shrines.
For Diana. It was an idol god, and this man was a silversmith, and he made shrines to this idol god, Diana. But the Apostle Paul came through there and tore the playhouse down. You know what he said? There be no gods that are made with hands.
Amen.
No gods made with hands.
Come on.
So this man said about the Apostle Paul, said you, so moreover you see and hear that this Paul, throughout almost all Asia, not only in Ephesus, but throughout almost all Asia, this Paul has persuaded and turned away much people so that this our craft is not in danger to be said. What did it say? This crowd, our crowd. Over and over, you see and hear.
That not only in Ephesus.
Not only at Ephesus.
But throughout almost all Asia.
Throughout almost all Asia, the Apostle Paul went through almost all Asia preaching the gospel, telling the truth. There be no gods that are made with hands. Amen. And made them mad. But he told the truth, didn't he?
Yes.
There be no gods that are made with hands. And hallelujah. And they was making a lot of money. But when he cut off that, when he told them that truth, people stopped believing that junk. They could see it for what it was.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There be no gods that were made with hands. And he lifted up Jesus to the people. Isn't that right? He lifted Jesus up. Be no gods that are made with hands. But Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he's a liar, and he's the father of a lie. But hallelujah. Paul preached the word throughout almost all Asia and upset them, didn't he?
Amen.
Glory be to God. But he preached with enthusiasm.
Yes,
he had to in order for all the people to be all upset. They want to kill him. They want to kill him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you know, when you're walking with God and living for God, you're not going to die before your time.
Amen.
And that's right. When you walk in the will of God, he'll take care of you. Hallelujah. Won't he take care of you?
Yeah.
At one time when Paul got into ministry, you know, he was young in the ministry and all, they had to let him down over the water in a basket. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
And Jesus said, when they persecute you in one city, flee unto the next. Sometimes you have to run.
Amen.
Nothing wrong with running, is it? Hallelujah. Running to get the gospel out.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
See, because God could hallelujah. And God does lift up a standard. But God's will will be done. And God have, hallelujah, we have to seek the will of God.
Amen.
And sometime he might let you lay in a room, you know. He might let you be in a room. And the enemy just passing all around you. Isn't that right?
Amen.
But whatever he does is right and it's good.
Yes.
And he'll protect and deliver.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Saints, let's be up and about our Father's business.
Yes.
Let's get the word of God out. Let's let our light shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Let's not be ashamed of the gospel, the word of God. The Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation, unto everyone that believes, unto the Jew first and also to the Greeks. Isn't that right? The gospel, the word of God, the truth of the gospel, thank God, which set me in free.
Yes.
People hear it, believe it, turn to the Lord by faith, get saved, and begin to live for him.
Amen.
Amen? And we're praying that God would bring our families in.
Amen.
And he's going to do it.
Yes,
let's just be faithful to him. Let's believe him. Let's be faithful to him. And then let's do what, see, we need to do what God, we need to do what we know God wants us to do. Isn't that right? See, we don't want to live beneath our privilege. We know we need to pray every day, so we need to carve out some time to pray every day.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? You might have to pray on your way to work or hallelujah, whatever. But take some time to pray on your way home. But pray. Get some prayer in.
Yeah.
Take some time to read the word of God.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Seek God and be a witness as he leads you, as he guides you. And we have to walk in love, don't we?
Yeah.
Be kind.
Yes.
It tells us to be kind one to another. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Not
oh God.
God is faithful.
Yes, he is.
He's faithful. But whatever we do for God, let's do it with all our might. Let's do it with enthusiasm. Isn't that right? Let's do it with passion. Thank God. Hallelujah. Now, and you know when in serving God, we have emotions. Isn't that some emotion? But emotion without devotion, it's not going to cut it.
Amen.
You've got to be devoted to God. Isn't that right? We've got to be fully devoted to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we got to praise him. The Bible says that everything that have breath, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. But then, so you know his people at the top of that list. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Better believe it. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the evening. Praise him when the sun go down. Y'all ever sing that song? You ever sing that song, brother? Hallelujah, huh? Amen, Brother Mike. No, all right. That didn't give him. Yeah, sometimes I talk to Brother Mike about some old songs. No. But he knows a lot of songs now, don't get me wrong. But some of them, I asked about one, and they put it in the seat. Can't think of the name of it now. They put it on there. It was real old-fashioned. Hallelujah, but God is good, isn't it?
Amen.
Thank God for Brother Mike. He's a good musician, isn't that right? Thank God for all you saints. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God will love us, doesn't he?
Amen.
Hallelujah. He loves us with an everlasting love. So let's make sure we live for the Lord daily, all right?
Amen.
May God bless you tonight. May God bless you tonight. Amen. He's faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, let me read just a little bit more, and I'm gonna stop. Effectual fervent prayer brings powerful ministry. Acts 1:8, I might have gave you that. Yeah, I gave you that. And Christian devotion, Ephesians 1:19, builds you up spiritually, Jude 1:20. Gives you insight into Christ's provision for you. Ephesians 1:16 helps you overcome the devil, overcome Satan. Amen. Daniel chapter 10, verses 12 through 13, in Ephesians 6, 12 and 13, and then verse 18. Clarify God's will for you. Psalms 32, verse 6 through 8. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Mark 1, 35 through 39. Amen. And let me do this and I'll be finished. Fervently means to stretch to the limits. Luke 22:44, Acts 12:25, Luke 10:27. Only those whose souls have been purified, saved, have capacity to love like this. Such love exhibits itself by meeting others at the point of their need. 1 Peter 2:17. What have we got here now? 1 Peter 2:17 and 1 Peter 3:8 and 1 Peter 4:8. Also, in the Gospel of John, St. John 13:34, Romans 12:10, Philippians 2, verses 1 through 8, Hebrews 13:1, 1 John 3:11. Amen? You got them? What you say? Huh? Isn't God good? What you stop at?
I got Luke with that. 1 Peter 2:17, and I know it was another.
Yeah, 1 Peter 3:8.
Okay, I got 3:8.
1 Peter 4:8.
Okay.
John, Gospel of John 13:34. Romans 12:10, Philippians chapter.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Okay.
Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 8.
Okay.
Hebrews 13:1. Philippians 2, verses 1 through 8.
1 through 8.
Uh huh. Hebrews 13:1.
13:1. Okay.
1 John 3:11.
Uh-huh.
Amen. God is faithful.
Mark,
let's see.
Mark was 35 to 39, right? I got it.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
All right. God is so good, isn't he?
Amen.
Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Come on. Isn't God good?
Amen.
You got a song for us, brother?